Hey everybody, ready to unlock some serious wisdom?
Sounds good to me.
Today we're diving into the world of Proverbs, specifically those attributed to King Solomon.
Okay.
It's like a crash course in ancient advice,
yeah.
You know, for navigating life's ups and downs, but way more engaging than your average history lesson.
What makes these Proverbs so captivating is that they're not just dusty old sayings.
Okay.
They're like distilled observations about human behavior.
Hmm.
Almost like psychological insights from centuries ago.
Okay, so not just fortune cookie wisdom.
Right.
But something with a bit more depth.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Think of them as like concentrated wisdom capsules.
Okay.
They offer guidance, not hard and fast rules.
So guiding principles, not a rule book.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
But there are tons of Proverbs out there.
Right.
Why focus on Solomon specifically?
This collection is known for its sheer volume.
Okay.
375 Proverbs.
375.
Which, fun fact, links to the numerical value of Solomon's name in Hebrew.
That's a lot to unpack, but does that number really matter to me?
Right.
I mean, isn't the wisdom itself more important?
You're right. The content is key.
Okay.
But the structure adds another layer.
Okay.
They're often arranged in pairs, presenting contrasting ideas.
Mm.
It's like they're setting up a mental debate. You know,
okay.
Forcing you to weigh different perspectives.
Interesting. So it's not just about blindly accepting what they say,
right.
But actively wrestling with the ideas.
Exactly.
You can get behind that.
Yeah.
Give me an example.
Sure.
How does this mental debate thing work in practice?
Well, take the proverb, a wise son makes a glad father, a foolish son makes a sad mother.
Mm-hmm.
On the surface, it's about family dynamics, right?
Yeah, right.
But it also hints at the ripple effect of our choices.
Hmm.
How they impact those around us.
Okay, I see how that one can hit close to home.
Right.
But that seems pretty straightforward.
Uh-huh.
Are they all like that?
Whoa.
Or does some require more digging?
Some are deceptively simple.
Okay.
Like grasshoppers have no king, but they all go out in army-type units.
Okay.
On the surface, it's a nature observation.
Yeah.
But think deeper.
Hold on. Grasshoppers and leadership. How does that connect?
Imagine ants.
Okay.
No single leader, yet they build complex colonies.
Uh-huh.
This proverb is about decentralized organization.
Okay.
Where effective teamwork isn't always about a boss.
Oh, now it's clicking.
Yeah.
So you're saying that this ancient proverb, it can even apply to things like, I don't know, with online communities?
Exactly.
Where people collaborate without a strict hierarchy.
Precisely.
Okay.
It highlights that effective collaboration can take many forms.
Hmm.
A valuable insight for anyone.
Yeah.
Especially a learner like yourself.
Okay, that's pretty cool. It was like these proverbs are time capsules.
Right.
Offering wisdom that's still relevant today.
Yeah.
Give me another one.
All right, how about this one?
I'm getting hooked on this.
A thorn bush in the hand of a drunk and a proverb in the mouth of a fool.
Definitely.
Bit more cryptic, right?
It sounds like one of those like
yeah.
Grandma used to say, yeah, kind of things.
Exactly.
What's the deeper meaning there?
Imagine giving a drunk guy a thorny branch.
Okay.
Bad idea, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what misusing a proverb is like.
Mm-hmm.
You can do more harm than good.
Okay.
It's a reminder that even good tools,
yeah.
Like words of wisdom, need to be used carefully.
Whoa, that's actually a really powerful image. It makes you think twice about how you use language.
Mm-hmm.
Even something as seemingly harmless as a proverb.
Exactly.
Hmm.
And that brings it to another fascinating aspect of Proverbs.
Okay.
They're not just about moral guidance.
Okay.
The source material actually highlights how they can be used in other interesting ways.
Wait, so Proverbs can be used for more than just giving advice?
Yes.
Tell me more.
Think about the phrase, is Saul also among the prophets?
Okay.
It's not really a question, it's a sneer.
Oh, yeah, I can see how that would work.
Yeah.
It's like saying, oh, really?
Exactly.
Like in a sarcastic tone.
Right.
What other ways can Proverbs be used?
Some are provocations.
Okay.
Like, let not him who girds the sword boast like him who takes it off.
Okay.
It's not just stating a fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's challenging someone's arrogance.
Interesting. So it's like using a proverb to call someone out.
Exactly.
To make them think twice about their actions.
Right.
Are there any other examples?
Plenty. Some proverbs become popular sayings.
Okay.
Like, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are blurred.
That one sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how these ancient sayings have woven their way into our everyday language.
Right.
We use them to convey complex ideas without even realizing their origin.
It really shows how deeply rooted proverbs are in our culture.
Yeah.
And this specific collection is even more fascinating because it has this shift in style about halfway through.
A shift in style.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, remember how we talked about the pairs of contrasting ideas?
Uh-huh.
That's consistent in the first section.
Okay.
But the second part explores themes in a different way.
So the first part sets the stage with these mental debates.
Right.
And then the second part builds on that foundation.
Exactly.
I'm curious to see where this goes. But before we jump into that,
okay,
let's take a quick pause.
Sounds good.
When we come back, we'll delve into some specific examples from this first section that really highlight its practical wisdom.
Great.
Don't go anywhere.
Okay. Welcome back.
All right. Ready to unpack some of those proverb gems?
Yeah.
Especially, you know, the ones that resonate with, like, someone on a quest for knowledge.
All right, let's start with this one.
Okay.
Wise listen and learn, but foolish talk is dismissed. Pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah, seems simple enough.
Uh-huh.
But in today's world,
right,
where, like, everyone's just shouting their opinions online,
yeah,
it's a powerful reminder.
Yeah.
Sometimes listening is more valuable than speaking.
Exactly. True wisdom often involves quieting your own mind.
Yeah.
Absorbing what others have to say,
mm,
being a student of life, constantly seeking to learn and grow.
But so it's not just about, like, gathering information.
Right.
But truly listening and understanding different perspectives.
Yeah.
What other wisdom nuggets can you share?
Here's one that resonates with me. Integrity brings safety, but deceit brings discovery.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It seems to suggest that honesty and trustworthiness are the foundation for, you know, a secure and stable life, while deception, even if you think you're getting away with it,
yeah,
eventually leads to consequences.
Precisely. Mm. It's about aligning your actions with your values,
mm-hmm,
creating a life that's congruent and authentic.
Okay.
It's like building a house on solid ground versus quicksand.
That's a great analogy. You're really bringing these proverbs to life for me.
Thanks.
What other proverbs stand out to you from this collection?
Well, this one really speaks to the importance of character.
Okay.
A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold.
So it's saying that your reputation and the respect you earn,
yeah,
are more valuable than material possessions.
Absolutely. Think about it in times of trouble. Your character, your integrity.
Yeah.
That's what will truly sustain you, not the size of your bank account.
It's like that saying, you can't buy happiness.
Right.
True wealth lies in the strength of your character,
mm-hmm,
not the things you own.
Exactly.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah.
A lot of these proverbs seem to focus on personal qualities,
right,
rather than external achievements.
You're picking up on a key aspect of proverbial wisdom.
Okay.
It's about cultivating those inner resources.
Yeah.
You know, the qualities that will carry you through life's inevitable challenges.
So it's not just about getting ahead in the world. It's right, about becoming a better person.
Yeah.
I like that.
And another theme that runs through this collection.
Yeah.
Is the contrast between diligence and sloth.
Okay.
This one's particularly relevant for someone like you, always eager to learn and grow.
Ah, the classic battle between hard work and laziness.
Exactly.
What do these ancient proverbs have to say about that struggle?
Well, one proverb states, diligence brings success, but sloth brings shame.
Mm-hmm.
It emphasizes the importance of consistent effort and hard work,
okay,
for achieving your goals.
Yeah.
While laziness, even if it feels good in the moment,
yeah,
leads to regret and disappointment.
It's a reminder that success is a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
And that shortcuts rarely lead to true fulfillment.
Exactly.
Hmm.
And another proverb reinforces this idea.
Okay.
Deceit leads to poverty, but diligence leads to wealth.
Okay.
So it's not just about working hard, but working honestly.
Yeah.
Cutting corners might seem like a quick path to riches.
Yeah.
But it ultimately leads to emptiness and lack.
It's like you're building your success on a foundation of lies.
Right.
It might look impressive on the surface, but it's bound to crumble eventually.
Exactly.
Mm.
True wealth are built on integrity.
Yeah.
Both in your actions and in your character.
These proverbs are packed with so much wisdom. It's incredible how relevant they still feel today, even though they were written centuries ago.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you realize that human nature hasn't really changed that much.
You've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of these proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
They tap into those enduring truths about human experience.
Right.
You know, the timeless principles that transcend cultural and historical boundaries.
Yeah.
They were likely passed down orally for generations before being written down.
So we're not just hearing Solomon's wisdom.
Mm.
We're accessing the collective wisdom of an entire people.
Exactly.
They're distilled insights gleaned from countless lifetimes of experience.
Precisely.
Mm.
And that's why it's important to approach them with a sense of humility and openness.
Okay.
Remembering that they're not meant to be rigid rules or absolute truths.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about engaging with the wisdom.
Right.
Interpreting it through our own lens of experience,
mm-hmm,
and finding the personal meaning that resonates with our lives.
Exactly. It's about taking these ancient insights and applying them to our modern challenges.
Yeah.
Using them as a guide towards a more fulfilling and meaningful life.
I love that. Mm. It's like having a conversation with the past, learning from the experiences of those who came before us.
Exactly.
But it's not just about like blindly following their footsteps.
Right.
It's about taking their wisdom and making it our own.
You've captured it perfectly. Mm. And speaking of making wisdom our own.
Yeah.
Remember how we talked about the different ways proverbs could be used?
Uh-huh.
Well, the source material delves into how they can even be employed with a touch of humor or sarcasm.
Oh, I'm all for a little bit of wit and wisdom.
Yeah.
Tell me more about these alternative uses of proverbs.
Well, we mentioned the sneer, like the one about Saul being among the prophets.
Right.
But there are also proverbs that are used as provocations.
Okay.
Like, let not him who girds the sword boast like him who takes it off.
Mm.
It's a way to challenge someone's arrogance.
Okay.
To expose the folly of pride.
It's like using a proverb to subtly point out someone's flaws.
Yeah.
To make them think twice about their behavior.
Yeah.
And you're doing it with words of wisdom, so it's hard to argue with.
Exactly.
And then there are proverbs that have simply become popular sayings.
Right.
Woven into the fabric of our everyday language. Like, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are blurred.
Yeah.
I've definitely heard that one before. It's fascinating how these ancient bits of wisdom have evolved and adapted over time,
yeah,
becoming part of our cultural lexicon.
It's a testament to their enduring power.
Yeah.
And as we wrap up our discussion of this first section of Solomon's Proverbs,
okay,
I'm struck by the brilliance of their structure and organization.
Hmm.
The use of contrasting ideas creates this dynamic tension that invites deeper thought and reflection.
It's like a mental workout, forcing us to consider different perspectives, grapple with the complexities of human experience,
right,
and the fact that they're clustered around specific themes,
mm-hmm,
gives us a framework for understanding and applying their wisdom.
Exactly.
It's like they're giving us the tools to build our own understanding.
Precisely.
Mm.
It's a testament to the thoughtfulness and intentionality behind this collection.
Yeah.
It's not just a random assortment of sayings.
Okay.
It's a carefully constructed system of wisdom.
It's truly remarkable how these ancient proverbs continue to resonate with us today.
I think so.
They offer guidance, inspiration, and even a touch of humor along the way.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away with our admiration for this first section,
okay,
let's take a quick pause.
Sounds good.
When we come back, we'll dive into the second half of this collection, where Solomon moves beyond the strict antithetical structure, uh-huh, and explores these themes in a whole new way. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our deep dive into the Proverbs of Solomon.
Yeah, welcome back.
We've explored the nature of Proverbs,
right,
their structure, tackled some specific examples, mm-hmm, you know, showcasing their enduring relevance.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to journey into the second part of this collection, mm-hmm, where things take an intriguing turn.
You see, this section shifts gears a little bit.
Okay.
Moving beyond that strict back and forth style,
mm-hmm,
you know, that we saw before.
Okay.
It delves into specific themes.
Okay.
But still with that core proverbial wisdom.
So we're building on the foundation from the first section.
Exactly.
Taking those contrasting ideas and exploring them in a more focused way.
And one theme that really stands out here.
Yeah.
Is the concept of kingship.
Kingship. Now, hold on.
Yeah.
I thought this was about navigating everyday life.
Right.
Not ruling a country.
Whatever.
How does that fit in?
Solomon was a king himself.
No, right.
These proverbs were likely compiled with future rulers in mind.
Okay.
Offering insights into leadership,
mm,
justice,
okay,
you know, the weighty responsibility of wielding power.
So it's like a leadership manual disguised as a collection of wise sayings.
Exactly.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more. What kind of leadership lessons can we learn from these ancient proverbs?
Well, take this one, for example. The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will.
Mm.
It's a reminder that even those in positions of great power.
Yeah.
Are accountable to a higher authority.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
It suggests that true leadership isn't about personal gain or ego.
Right.
But about aligning yourself with a greater purpose, serving something bigger than yourself.
Precisely.
Okay.
And another proverb emphasizes the importance of just and equitable rule.
Okay.
When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers.
Mm.
It highlights the profound impact a leader's actions have on their people.
It's a call for leaders to prioritize fairness,
yep,
to create a society where everyone feels safe and protected,
right,
where justice prevails.
Exactly.
These proverbs offer a glimpse into Solomon's vision of ideal leadership, a vision rooted in wisdom, righteousness, and a deep understanding of human nature.
Right.
And honestly, it's a vision that feels incredibly relevant even today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It transcends time and culture. These insights apply whether you're leading a nation, a company, a team, or even just your own family.
Right.
It's about serving those you lead with integrity and wisdom.
It's incredible how these ancient proverbs offer such timeless guidance.
It really is.
It makes you realize that the challenges of leadership, the dilemmas of power, they've been around for centuries.
And that's what makes these proverbs so valuable.
Yeah.
They connect us to the shared human experience.
Right.
To the wisdom of those who came before us.
Mm-hmm.
They remind us that we're not alone in these struggles.
I'm really struck by how this entire collection, from the contrasting pairs to the exploration of themes like kingship, seems to be carefully designed to make you think, to challenge your assumptions, and to ultimately guide you towards greater understanding.
Exactly. It's not just about passively absorbing information.
Right.
It's about actively engaging with these ideas, wrestling with them, drawing your own conclusions.
It's like you're giving you a mental workout, strengthening your capacity for critical thinking and wise decision making.
Right.
And that's a skill that's invaluable.
Absolutely.
No matter what path you choose in life.
You've hit the nail on the head. And as we conclude this deep dive, I'm reminded of a thought-provoking question posed in the source material.
Okay.
If you were to create a proverb based on your own observations about life today, what would it be?
Wow, that is a great question. It's challenging us to go beyond simply appreciating ancient wisdom.
Right.
And to actually distill our own experiences into concise and memorable sayings.
It's an invitation to reflect on the lessons we've learned, the insights we've gained, and to find a way to express those truths in a way that could resonate with others. It's like taking the torch of wisdom and carrying it forward into the future.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Thank you.
It's a challenge I'm personally going to spend some time pondering.
Yeah, me too.
And to our listener, I encourage you to do the same.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Take a moment to reflect on your own life and see if you can craft a proverb that captures your unique wisdom.
Right.
Who knows, your words might inspire and guide others.
Yeah.
Just as Solomon's proverbs have done for us today.
And remember, even if you don't come up with a perfect proverb, the very act of reflecting on your experiences and searching for those nuggets of truth is a powerful exercise. It helps us connect with the wisdom within and find meaning in the journey of life.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder, reflect, and perhaps even create your own proverb.
Sounds good.
Until next time, keep seeking, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the vast ocean of wisdom that surrounds us.
Okay, see you next time.